producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Section one of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with me, along with Richard Fadden, Kenny Kessler. You and your thoughts, share them with us any number of ways. Email to Rich or Ken or Jennifer or Doug at DougSteffen.com, STEPHAN, 888-302-3684. Yes, at your service that way. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Lots of comments about Powerball. I was just talking to somebody. It becomes almost silly. This guy said to me that he hopes that nobody wins tonight because then there'll be some serious money the next drawing.
What is $1 billion?
Wow.
I want to live with him if that's not serious money.
He's the chef in the kitchen here. It was funny. I just
serious
looked at it and said, yes, sir.
That's funny.
Sean Penn and his interview of El Chapo will be the highlight of a piece that Charlie Rose does on 60 Minutes. And I guess they're part of the CBS Evening News. They'll spread it around. Apparently, they consider each other friends. And so Charlie said to Sean Penn, how about you come on and we talk about what happened, and I'm wondering how much of a serious, heavy, hard-hitting interview this is going to be. Is it just, okay, you did a great job, tell us how you found him, or is there going to be a question like, what do you think the consequences for you are for having broken the law? I don't know whether anybody's chasing him around or not. I don't see anybody trying to pick Sean Penn up. Am I missing anything here?
So far, both Mexico and the United States have both said that he hasn't broken any laws.
But then they want to talk to him. I think is the greater...
They want to build the case against El Chapo.
Right. Yeah. I think the more interesting question is, do you think Sean Penn is a little nervous about ticking off El Chapo? Because it's a powerful dude. And it could be said that maybe, just maybe, because of his interview with Sean Penn, that's why El Chapo got picked off.
Exactly. I heard that they had... they were going to get El Chapo and then held off a day because they knew Sean Penn was there and didn't want to put him and everybody else that was there in danger when they went in for the attack.
I didn't hear that. That's an interesting story.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And when they asked Sean Penn about it, he said,
all I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
You know, me and El Chapo, dude.
Really? He said that. That's very nice. Okay, so the president's State of the Union address last night, followed up by a road tour today. So how does this serve the American public for the president to go on a tour? He's going to Nebraska, Louisiana, in an effort to highlight the progress made in Middle America during his presidency. Why does that need a road trip? Why
is the legacy tour?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're selling t-shirts.
So the legacy tour takes place after he gets out of office on his own dime.
It's like Cher going on tour one last time again.
Yeah.
every president does that after the State of the Union.
Yeah, I know they do. But it's
on his last State of the Union, usually they do it on the State of the Union to try and push their policies that they're trying to get through. Right. But he's done, so he's just gone through saying, thank you very much.
I did a great job. Not as bad as they say.
See, I'm awesome.
Now, how did you guys enjoy Paul Ryan last night? Because I thought that was interesting to watch. I thought he was much more judicious with his applause than Boehner used to be. Boehner used to be clapping for everything. And Paul Ryan sat there quite a bit. He didn't applaud for stuff that wasn't in his in
What's
his
the message? What do you want us to carry away from that, Jennifer? You obviously asked the question.
No, I was wondering what you thought about Paul Ryan sitting up there.
I think politicians are the same no matter what their stripe. That's what I think. I like Paul Ryan. I think he's smart. I think he'd probably someday make a good president, a decent president. I think he's a decent man. But he's like everybody else. They're
self-serving. Well, I wasn't necessarily asking you to evaluate Paul Ryan. I just thought it's a different look. I mean, we've seen Boehner back there for so long.
Boehner had that smirk on his face.
Yeah.
And you were just like, ooh, man, he just doesn't like
him. On his lip.
And Ryan's able to put this look on his face where it's kind of this comfortable smile where you know he doesn't agree, but he's not being a jerk about it.
There was a hashtag on Twitter last night about what Paul Ryan was actually thinking, and many people were speculating that he was thinking, man, The Revenant was a really good movie, or they're playing the game about what he was really thinking about.
All right, so business news. Volkswagen and their chief executive officer being grilled by the EPA today. He's going to meet with the administrator, Gina McCarthy. The guy's name is Matthias Muller. He believes the solution is satisfactory. I'm told by my children, who both are driving Volkswagens that come under the scrutiny of this particular reality, my son's turning his car in for another one they're going to give him. His payments have been almost $300 a month. They're going to cut the payments by $100 a month. He'll get a new term for his loan and a car that's exactly the same as the one he has now, except a year newer. And with a gasoline engine in it. Okay, that's all right. They're taking back 110,000 of these cars. They're going to put them on boats, and they're going to ship them to places where there's not as much concern about this kind of stuff. I'd buy one.
I want to
buy one in a second. Absolutely.
They're so stupid.
They are so much more economical, so much better for the economy and for the environment than has been the case.
Try this on for size.
This is asinine.
Why don't they take these 10,000 cars? Was it 10,000 you said?
110,000.
110,000. Why don't they take these 110,000 cars and give them to somebody driving a 76 Dodge Dart? Why don't they replace this car with something out there that's really polluting the streets?
Right. Yeah.
You know, we had the Casper Clunkers program.
You hit the nail on the head. That is what you have all of this hoopla about, a car that gets 45 miles to a gallon,
Taurus, and, you know,
and the air is clean as could be that comes out of the tailpipe, and yet you look at these old cars around that are spewing. I was following a guy on the N10 yesterday on a motorcycle. There's something wrong with a head, or there's something stuck, a valve is stuck, so the oil just pouring out, that blue smoke coming out of it, saying, my
why
God,
not give
what
these
do you think
cars,
that's doing to the atmosphere?
Why not give these cars to mothers who are in homeless shelters, who are coming out of... Why not give these cars to people who can't get jobs because they don't have a car? It's so silly.
All right, more business news in a moment. We're going to try to dissect what the situation of the Chinese stock market is and how it is affecting us and you particularly. That's up next, 13 and change past the hour. This is Wednesday Good Day.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
Ah, the beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point. Because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,020 points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month. But only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. With at least $10 from the two offers per card per week, Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
16 past the hour. Speaking of smart, what's the best play when it comes to your portfolio based on the things that are going on in China? We've invited Carter Daugherty here, senior international economics writer at the International Business Times. He reports on global economic developments with a particular focus on government policy. Mr. Daugherty, welcome to our Good Day program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm one of these people who says you do nothing. Am I right? All of this hoopla, the news media, the financial news media. I mean, I find much more interesting the price of oil, how much money the airlines made last year, that kind of stuff, than worrying about what's going on in the Chinese stock market, because it really is going to be like our market. What goes down comes up again, right?
Not only that, I would bear in mind one important thing about the stock market, which is that very, very few non-Chinese actually own any bits of the Chinese stock market. So,
well,
speaking, it's a very limited exposure.
What I understand is that only like 90 million people have interest in the Chinese stock market that are Chinese.
About 6% of the Chinese versus about 55% of Americans who are invested in stocks.
So why are we getting all worked up about this?
Well, these things do have ripple effects, and it's not so much the disarray, strictly speaking, in the Chinese stock market that we need to think about, but the disarray in overall economic policy. China's currency, which matters very much for trade affecting all Americans, has been declining. And more broadly speaking, the Chinese are a little bit of an inflection point. They have some decisions to make about rebalancing their economy away from this big dependence on big industry and exports and toward services and domestic consumption, and they haven't quite figured out how to square that circle yet.
All right, so let's talk about something else that seems to also be getting under the skin of some investors, and I don't know why. The price of oil is below $30 a barrel, and so people say, well, this is bad for the economy. No one, the average person doesn't get that at all because they're paying a lot less for fuel. They are, as a result, paying less for an airplane ticket. The airlines are making all kinds of dough. So why is this bad?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's unadulterated badness, so to speak, but you do have to think about energy producers, for example, in the North Dakota, where you had this big boom in American oil production, and that's tapered off as a result of the lower price. But you could also look on the bright side of that, saying that this is going to force the industry to shake out and become more efficient. So I think you'll find there are two sides of that.
Why do we have so much oil? What is there are different kinds of oil? I know there's West Texas Intermediate crude, whatever the heck that is, and then there's that's only something that we can run through two or three of the processors here, petroleum refineries in our country, but it's sold overseas, and then there are other grades that are more expensive. What do we need to know about the stockpiles?
What you need to understand is that there's been a shock from the demand and supply side. On the demand side, the slowdown in the Chinese economy in particular has limited demand for oil, far below what would have been expected, say, 2-3 years ago. And on the supply side, the technological revolution, you've probably heard of it, fracking, has dramatically increased the potential supply of oil, and it's done so in a way that was surprising to the traditional producers like Saudi Arabia. So they've in turn opened the taps to drive the price further down, and their goal is to drive out the higher cost producers and then eventually see the price rise. But whether they can pull that off is another matter.
Since the dollar is not gold backed, how about the relationship with oil to the dollar? Does oil dropping affect the dollar? Because the dollar is basically the world economy when it comes to oil.
There are some ripple effects there. Yeah, I wouldn't call them central to the price of oil, but yes, there's some effects there.
All right, that's pretty good. The other thing is the airlines and how much money they're making, and these other companies that are still charging have the balsam to charge a fuel surcharge. UPS and FedEx and the airlines are still, especially if you're flying to Europe or Asia, the fact they get away with that it boggles my mind, frankly. Good God. Making a lot of money, though. All right, Mr. Daugherty, good to have you here. Thank you for your expertise. Carter Daugherty with an overview of not only the stock market, but some other things influencing the economy as we work our way through the day. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Normally, I would not do this more than once. I think yesterday or Monday, we had our time with David Bowie's legends and his music and that sort of stuff. But I found it actually quite fascinating, the amount of attention that has been given. I saw something this morning that wanted me, that brought me back around this. I probably wouldn't have talked about it, except I saw an account on Facebook, I think, or Twitter, some one of the social media sites, and the headline was, "World is shocked by the death of David Bowie." I wasn't shocked. Richie, were you shocked?
I was not shocked. I thought him living to 69... You know, when you're a rocker, it's, you know, you're doing all right. Keith Richards is still around. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. I think it was as
shocked as that. Is that
well,
word
yeah, because
shocked.
No one yeah. knew how sick he really was. He didn't share that with
shocking
people.
The right word. People
yeah.
surprised he died. Why would the world, the headline was, "The world is shocked."
Are they shocked?
By the death
or
of British musician David Bowie.
Huh? Are they saddened?
They're shocked. Yeah. He was a private guy and he just put out a new album
yeah.
last week.
That's true.
I think that to hit him for that, I mean, the guy didn't.
I'm not hitting
he
him.
Suffered,
I'm not hitting
he suffered
him.
Privately. I mean, I'm not a huge
him.
David Bowie fan.
This
fan,
is not
but
about him. No, you're missing the point.
It's
not
no.
about him.
I think people were truly shocked.
Well, I don't understand why. You need to get a life then if you were shocked by the death of David.
Apparently,
yeah, for somebody that you cared a lot about whose music.
I don't know. I'm not disputing that. I just think the way that we overdo stuff in the sense that this guy had a big impact on pop music. What I find most fascinating, and actually I'm not glad he died, but I'm happy to know more about him as a human being because he has passed. Now that people have paid attention to him, he was a friend of Uri's, and I probably should ask Uri about him more. He was not very interested in singing his own music. He didn't think he had a good voice. He wanted to write music for other people, but he said in an interview that I saw this morning, nobody wanted to record his music, so he had to do it himself. And I thought that was an amazing admittance. But he was humanized, Kenny. I think what I'm trying to say is, digging around in it a little bit, I find that he wasn't what people thought he was, at least what I thought he was. I mean, I thought the guy was kind of a wild Indian. And no, he was very thoughtful, very intelligent, and very shy, and not interested in the spotlight at all. He would have been happy, he said, to write music for other people and not have been in the spotlight. And I think that's, you know, when you look at how outrageous his outfits were, some of the stuff.
Maybe that's why he created an alter ego in the 70s. Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, he didn't want to have the attention, so they created something, or his people worked with him to create something that took the focus away from him.
Yeah, it was a persona that he put on and took off like a jacket.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so I give him a lot of kudos. I mean, look at what's going on now. iTunes and all these downloads, this streaming. His stuff is zoomed to number one pretty much in every category you can come upon, right?
It happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the tweet that his wife, Iman, the model, the supermodel, sent out on July 9th, was just a couple days before he died.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Uh-huh. And you say that, yeah, thank you. We all make
quite the relationship, which I found most interesting learning about. Well, after he died, I mean, I didn't realize how cool their love story was.
Was he still married to her?
Yeah, had been for over 4 years.
I didn't know he was still married to her, because there were a lot of stories around about him being gay or bisexual or whatever.
Well,
and that, by the way,
he was.
And that bothers me. Why do people define others by stuff like that? Is it so unusual to be different? Why do people so...
Or do the people that are bisexual define themselves that way?
I have a different... You can tell by my tone. I got a lot different attitude toward him. He was addicted to drugs, a lot of problems with drugs early in his life. But I think he's been clean for, what, 30-some-odd years?
Yeah, something like that. Since about 1980, I think.
Anyway, so some observations, if you will, from my perspective, my perch on David Bowie, who was, it turns out, is still dead. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for being along on our ride. A lot of people are actually riding. They're in their cars on their way to work, enjoying the thoughts of Jennifer Horn, who has a brilliant mind. Rich McFadden, his mind's okay.
Got my moments.
Kenny Kessler has his moments as well. So speaking of cars, the International Auto Show has debuted in Detroit. There is a 745 horsepower speedster that can get from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Why?
Wow.
Why?
I don't care why. I just want.
Why?
Me no care why. Me just want.
He just clicked into caveman mode.
In my inner caveman just jumped right out.
745 horsepower for a car that doesn't weigh more than probably 3,500 pounds.
Let me tell you something, buddy. There was nothing more fun than watching the look on somebody's face in my 1967 Bronco with a 351 in it, a 5-speed with 365 horsepower. When the look on their face, when you pin their head back to the seat and they grab that roll bar, fearing for their life, it is just great stuff.
Okay,
so I'd love to have you in that car that does 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and watch your face.
Meredith said to me recently, I was driving faster than I used to. I have always been a fast driver. I've always had a heavy foot, but I've always been pretty lucky in knowing or sort of figuring where the police are. Yesterday, driving over here,
it's called Waze,
L.A. to Phoenix, I averaged probably 80, 85 miles an hour, and it was in 90, 95 much of the way, especially when you get into Arizona where the speed limit 75, and most of the cars are going that fast. Maybe not all of them, but I enjoy the driving fast stuff, and I don't know why. It's just sort of something I get away from. Maybe it's because I was driving slower cars, but now a newer car that I have has a really the most functionally efficient and powerful engine that I've ever had in a car, or at least that I can remember. And so I enjoy it. And maybe that's part of the people who look at folks who buy cars and begin, oh, you're ruining the environment. I mean, I have this conversation lately with my daughter, you know, but she's used to it because I've driven the same kind of car for 20 years. And they
but the technology has made it so that cars can go more than 55 miles an hour and still be efficient,
right.
And
yes.
Also be safer.
Right.
That
yeah.
car at 90 miles an hour feels like you're doing 55 yeah. compared yeah, to a car you drove
safe.
In the 80s.
Yeah, right, exactly. And you're right about being much more economical in terms of how efficient the engines are, that sort of thing.
What that law was made in the 70s, driving 55 to try and save gas.
Yeah,
I would love to see them take a second look at that and see if that still stands true.
No, it doesn't stand true. Not at all. So here's the nuance of, other than a silly car with a 745 horsepower engine in it, the self-driving cars are all over this show. And it would appear, and Elon Musk, who is the Tesla guy, says in the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to have them everywhere. Self-driving cars are going to be all over the place. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to handle this because I don't see any evidence of the sort of proprietary information, or not that proprietary technology, that's got to be built into the roads where these cars drive. Don't you have to have something in the road surface in order to
they
guide
GPS
these cars?
And sensors in the cars, so the GPS, just like you have
sensors
on your phone.
Sensors to keep them from bumping into other cars.
They do.
How
they
is the speed going to be determined? That sort of thing.
When I look at my Waze map when I drive and it's there up on my dash, it knows yeah. the speed limit of the road that I'm on.
That's yeah, I see that. My car has that. No, mine doesn't, but I think...
So it knows what you should be doing, and it uses the sensors in your bumpers and in your side panels and in your rear bumpers to kind of look at what's in front of you, behind you, around you. How it stays in your lane, I'm not sure whether that's something that works within the road or not.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting speculation. Yeah,
I just heard yesterday that I think the government's going to try and pass laws that all cars are required to have crash detection sensors in the next 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, right.
Saying that
they can't get the bags, the what do you call it, bags?
Airbags.
Right? The airbags, right?
I mean, it's good technology. If you've got a sensor that wakes you up on your smartphone and tell you that a car just stopped in front of you and it helps you put the brakes on, sure, why not?
Driving that, maybe what will happen is the same thing is happening with the millennials now that don't really challenge government because it's what they grew up with. Overreach by government is what they're used to because that's what they grew up around. At some point in time, maybe my grandson Miles is going to grow up around self-driving cars and he's not going to expect to have to drive a car. He's not going to want to learn how to drive
a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be the normal, exactly.
But I just see it as technology growing.
Yeah, like earlier today, I'm asking Jennifer and Kara about something. I was flabbergasted. They didn't know who Jimmy Dean was.
Jimmy Dean, or they talked about sausage,
but before he was a sausage guy, he was a very popular country singer. You didn't know that, did you? No, you didn't know that. What's happening to my world?
You're getting
Rich.
Old, Dougie.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us.
Wait a minute.
It happens. It's just a fact of life.
Right.
It's a new generation that doesn't know all the things from your generation.
Let's take a trip to Tulsa, Oklahoma, shall we? Last weekend, there was a fire at an apartment complex, the Casa Linda apartment complex. One of the residents there, a lady named Michelle Dobbin, who was interviewed by local news media. And here's part of the interview.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong. It's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out of her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire. Not today.
That's awesome.
What just happened?
You want to play that again? This is all over the place. And it's really, it's classic. Play it again, Richie. This is Michelle Dobbin, apartment fire.
My friend came to the door. She said, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong, it's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs, she come out her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man. The building is on fire.
Where are those two women? Stemming for Trump, what are they called?
Diamond and Silk.
That's it. We need them. All right, so what happens usually when stories like this go viral? This interview has now been auto-tuned, and there's a song that has been sort of released, I guess. It's all over YouTube. Here's one of the better versions of a sort of revisitation to what you just heard a moment ago.
The building is on fire, fire. The building is on fire, fire.
The Lord, what are them ugly kids that we found?
I said, hey, hey, we ain't gonna be no fire. Not today, not today, not today.
I think you get the point there, right?
That is so awesome.
Can we post this on Facebook, Kenny? What do we do with it?
We can, if you'd like.
One of the more famous one of these ones was, I think it was out of Chicago. What was it?
It was on the East Coast with Antoine.
Yeah, Antoine. There it is.
Obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. Trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide the kids. Hide the wife. Hide the kids. Hide the wife. Hide the kids.
As soon as I heard that, I immediately thought of Antoine. Yeah. How I remember him, I have no idea.
Antoine has the Doug. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
This Antoine video, the one that was done, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or something, is really popular on YouTube.
Yeah.
130 million views.
Think about how that impacted my brain, though. As soon as I heard this earlier, I'm like, oh, Antoine, this has been 4 years, 5 years, and I still remember this guy. I mean, this stuff gets in your head. It has an impact.
Hundreds of other videos made off of the Antoine.
This is the most recent, though. That's good stuff. All right, 43 past the hour. In a moment, Holly Signorelli is going to be here. She's a CPA to help you figure out what to do with all that money you're going to win in the Powerball drawing tonight here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water. Staples can help. We have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water.
I wouldn't.
We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah.
Staples. Make more happen. And right now, buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second half off. Limit 2 per customer ends 1/16/16. Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid to check out for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See storestaples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream, perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.
It's not fun.
46 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Now joining Richie and Jennifer and Kenny and me, Holly Signorelli, who is a CPA, 25 years experience in the financial marketplace. She's been publishing a lot of advice for people, online magazines, that sort of thing. So with all of the focus on the Powerball jackpot, people are asking, what do we do? I mean, under the circumstances, Holly, it becomes more... The drama is beforehand, not afterwards, other than for the people who win, right?
Exactly. It's a fascinating subject because one of the chapters in my book is based on emotions versus chapters, is insecurity. And that's when somebody gets a lump sum of money. And it could be $50,000. They got a big bonus or something like that. But especially with these bigger numbers, they just go crazy. They suddenly want to buy, you know, 10 different Ferraris of 10 different colors. And right. It's very common for Powerball winners to buy jets. I mean, really, do you need a jet? You know, it's a lot easier to actually just lease
one. It's funny, that's what I said I'd do if I won yesterday. I'd get myself a jet.
Yeah, so you did say that?
I did say that.
It's great because I've actually done the accounting for, you know, a jet company that leases out. It's very, very expensive. You don't want to buy a jet unless you're a pilot.
Yeah, very smart. You know, the smart thing to do is not to buy one, but to get in on a package deal with two or three other people. That's the smartest thing to do. All right, now
yeah,
we're not, neither
like
of us are going to.
Yeah,
right.
They do
okay.
that nowadays.
So
what you
the,
do
there
want
a lot
know,
of,
though. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
There are a lot of people who are touting how to improve your odds. I think one of us said this morning earlier that it appeared not to make any difference whether you had 1 or 100 as to upping your odds. Is that true?
That is true, and some people have disagreed with me on that, but the truth is you have a 1 in 292 million chance, so if you have 5 tickets, it's really not going to change your chances, because it's still going to be 1 in 292. It's just
but you've got
like
five, that. But you've got 5 different sets of numbers that give you 5 different chances to win. Each one of those numbers carries a different value, right? Because of a different number.
I had this argument with my husband yesterday too, because he told him just to get 1 ticket, but he got 2. I guess that's okay. But in the end of the day, though, if to win, it's still going to be those odds. So I know it doesn't quite make sense, but from a mathematical standpoint, the difference would be like 0.00000100 zeros, you know, before the one. It's not like that you have a 0.1% chance more, you know, for each ticket.
So when the people, whoever it is that steps up and wins, and maybe they won't win, maybe it'll be more another drawing on Saturday. Who knows where this goes? The people, Mark Cuban advised, I was talking about something this morning that was in the Dallas Morning paper yesterday. He said, don't take the lump sum. I would agree with him, especially when it's this kind of dough. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so, too, because if you look at the history of big lottery winners, not just Powerballs, but even people that won like $5 million, they always take the lump sum. And truthfully, people don't always know how to handle that kind of money because they never had it. Or even more importantly, they may have grown up in an environment where they thought money was a bad thing, or that if you had too much money that you were greedy. And these kind of emotions kick in. And there are story after story of people actually becoming addicted to drugs, or maybe they've had an addiction before, but they just blew through it and, again, bought crazy things that they didn't really need. Because, I mean, absolutely go buy yourself a toy, but just get one Ferrari, right?
Can you imagine? $45 million a year would be how this would shake out. Invest that at 5%, that's $2 million a year. You can live pretty well on $2 million a year, never mind the $45 million. So anyway, some common sense here.
Exactly.
TheMoneyTherapist.com is Holly's website. Nice to have you here. Very pleasant conversation. Holly Signorelli here on the Good Day program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Until now, you haven't exactly been the portrait of honesty. So just come clean, okay? Just tell me who you are.
I hate spicy food.
I knew it.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I have a mild case of IBS and
what is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Sorry, guys. Cut to the bone. Make it hard. Leave you alone.
Oh, and by the way, I destroyed all your little throw pillows. Yeah, because throw pillows suck, okay? They serve no purpose. They're purely decorative.
Waving your gun.
Funny movie. I love throw
pillows. Very cute.
Somebody knew.
Yeah. But they are just purely decorative. Actually, I was laying on a couple last night watching the game.
Yeah.
So.
I use them when I'm taking a nap on the couch. They're very helpful.
You know, they really should tell you if they're just going to let Komodo dragons run loose around the hotel.
Really?
That's movie music from Beck called Lost Cause from Along Came Polly, which was the number one movie this week in 2004. I don't remember that movie at all.
Great movie.
Yeah, it was.
Is it? Why? What made it great?
It was fun. It was a
cute, good
funny
relationship, on screen relationship. It was fun.
Really? Who was in it? Who starred it?
Ben Stiller
and
Jennifer
Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So he gets in a lot of these movies, like the one Along Comes Mary.
That was when this was his big comedy time. Yeah, you know, it's sort of ended now, but that was when he was doing a lot of comedy.
I never understood. I don't get him at all. I just do not get him.
You're stuck on the stupid Ben Stiller. You're not.
I don't know.
You haven't seen the A Night at the what is it?
No, I haven't. Museum.
The museum. Funny.
No.
Funny.
But what makes you laugh?
What's the ones with
two
De Niro?
Things? the children
the
got married.
It's hysterical.
Meet the parents.
Yeah.
Meet the parents. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
was a good. My thought for the day today comes from actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who is 55 years old today.
Her
thought, the best way to make a difference in the world is to start by making a difference in your own life. I would say in your own world, too, as well. That's a good provocative things to think about. I think the announcement tomorrow for the Oscar nominations, right? By this time tomorrow, we'll know who's been nominated. In the meantime, I want to spend some time talking about John Krasinski and 13 Hours, the movie of the week, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, let's. I'm going to be up front here, as I normally am, about this. One of the reasons I'm interested in this movie, 13 Hours, has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton or actually what happened over there in Benghazi at all. It seems that my son, who you've heard me talk about before, has been writing. He and his partner have been working for about 8 years on various scripts. Mostly, they eke out a living cleaning up bad scripts. There are lots of people that write, that have big names, that write scripts that are awful. And they go to guys like my son and his writing
partner. But the premise is good. And
yeah, right.
The basic storyline is good.
Right. So anyway, they wrote a story. They wrote a movie, a script for a movie that was based on Benghazi. But it took place in a South American country, but it's basically everything that this movie is without being in Benghazi. So they were told that the script would sell and we would know next week, or he would know next week, whether they're going to make the movie or not, based on what happens this weekend. This is how silly and crazy this business is. If this movie has a good, strong opening this weekend, they're going to green light the other movie and make it. So it'll be his first foray into success as a writer on his, you know, on his, with his own name. So
what do they base the connection on? Just the fact that a movie like that
people will go see this movie.
That they're interested.
That they're interested in the concept.
Yeah, in the concept.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the actual movie 13 Hours. It's just the concept is good. Let's do it.
Right, that'll be how it happens.
We're crossing our fingers.
My self-serving suggestion is go see the movie.
It looks fun. It looks not fun, but it looks interesting.
Interesting movie. 59 past the hour.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.